We want a world based on justice and peace, not based on division or war or imperialism. And we need to send that message once again loudly to those in power, to Bertie Ahern and to Mary Harney, that the Irish people do not agree with their policy on Shannon or their policy of going cap in hand to Washington or to Brussels or wherever. They need to stand up for justice and stand up for peace, and that's what we want. And in relation to the Bush visit, let's be very, very clear about this, because I think many of our opponents will attempt to misrepresent what we're saying here. This is nothing to do with the American people. This is not personal, this is political. What George Bush represents is wrong, and I politically absolutely and 100% disagree with his foreign policy on this. And we need to send a clear message that what Bush represents is wrong, and that's why we oppose his visit. He is using this visit to, in an attempt to boost his faltering representation in the polls. He is not sure to be returned to the White House, and he is using this island as a stepping stone back into the White House. And when many of the people here, as I look beside me, may have been involved in the anti-Reagan visit, I unfortunately was too young. I had a minor distraction at the time called my junior cert, or I think it was maybe Reagan a distraction to my junior cert, I don't know. I think my results bore that out. But we leafleted it, we posted, we campaigned, and to quote the special branch at the time, democracy was suspended for the weekend. We must ensure all progressive political parties, community groups, and pressure groups must ensure that does not happen again. That when we want to demonstrate, we will demonstrate. We're demonstrating against what George Bush represents and the message that's been sent out by the foreign policymakers in Washington. Your occupation of Iraq is wrong. Your ongoing collusion with the Israeli government is wrong. Your ongoing militarism is wrong. Your ongoing participation in globalisation is wrong. And that's the message we're sending out from this table and in the forthcoming weeks and months ahead. But most importantly, we call on people to come out on Saturday and send a clear message. Another world is possible, and that's one based on peace and humanity, not on war and division.
Thank you, Dottie. If there's any questions, we'd be more than willing to answer them if we can.
I might have missed something there. How many people are you actually expecting to come to the protest?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Thousands, but after that, you know, it's difficult to predict. These things are notoriously I think what has happened in Spain is probably likely to increase the number of people who participate in the demonstration internationally. I mean, what I can say is that you will be talking about millions globally. George Galloway, leading figure of the British Stop the War Coalition, was over here at the weekend, and he estimated that it would be up to 250,000 in London. So it's probably not going to be quite on the scale of February 15th, but I think it's going to be massive, and it's in 180 different cities, so the global regional protest is enormous. But I think what happened in Spain is probably likely to increase the numbers, and more importantly, in the Irish context, is going to be a springboard for absolutely enormous protests around the country.
And also, all these posters here, as soon as they've been put up around the city, they've been taken down. So we are at an enormous liability at this stage in trying to communicate our message, and that's why we depend upon you in the media really to communicate our message that for September, you know, for on the 20th, that we need as many people as possible. But as we're just saying, is it's really a stepping stone to the Bush visit, and that's how we see it. So we do not expect the thousands and thousands we got last February, but we certainly expect it's a prelude, really, first step on the way forward.
There are two events on Saturday. First of all, there's a demonstration outside the American embassy between 12:30 and 1:30, just 1 hour, and we'll be laying a wreath outside the American embassy, and then there's the march at 3 o'clock. And as has been said before, this is part of a global opposition to the war, the anniversary of this imperial war. I think you have to agree that this is going to be the really big event. This is going to be, if you like, the start of a major campaign, possibly the largest demonstration this country has ever seen against what Bush and Blair and Ahern are offering us, which is nothing other than continual war.
Okay. Any other questions?
Given what happened in Spain, would you contemplate having an anti-terrorism demonstration?
Well, that's what we are organising.
And the basic terrorism, what we're against all forms of terrorism. We're against all type of mayhem and murder. but we're not going to just follow a particular model of George Bush and his cronies and the way he wants to use militarized methods throughout the world, Latin America and Middle East, that he sees no way forward except through militarism to solve the world's problems. And it's really, as Roger would have said, there is, it's an attempt to extend the American sphere of influence away from Latin America. We're all expected now to become the back garden of America. They were expected to just sit down and be lapdogs to George Bush. And we are saying no to this, and that is our campaign. We're against all form. We're not afraid to stand up against murder, but we are not going to support an equally murderous type of thinking that creates, because all of this, I was saying, is like a Pandora's box. It has now been unleashed on the world. And the cause of it is, fundamentally, is American foreign policy, going back even to the time of Reagan. It has created this insecurity in the world. There's no longer a world order. There is a world disorder. And we have a duty, and every Irish person has a duty, to come out against Bush, because it is an absolute imperative for this man to be got rid of, because in the next 4 years, if he is elected, we are all going to suffer. It'll be a nightmare of 4 years in this world. And we can be certain of that, because this terror is not going to stop. But the only way it will stop is if we get back to basic respect for international law, where people who are oppressed, whether in Iraq or Palestine, feel that it is an international order to which they can appeal. And now they're forced into such a position that they see the only way forward is violence. And that is the problem.
And can I just say, George Bush is the world's number one terrorist. And this demonstration is focused primarily on the world's number one terrorist, but against all violence and terrorism. And the International Day of Action is against all military occupations, first and foremost Iraq, but also against what's happening in Palestine, in Tibet, in West Papua, in Chechnya, in Afghanistan, and any form of brutal military occupation. Of course, part of that is utter condemnation of Osama bin Laden and his terrible actions. But you have to start with the major source of the problem and the world's biggest terrorist, and that is the US state presided over by George Bush.
So can I say, I think it's unique, because I think most of our politics probably emanates from the old saying, think globally and act locally. I think those of us who participate or attempt to participate in conflict resolution on our own island, deem our own occupation, let's not forget the part of this island continues to be occupied by one of the forces engaged in the occupation in Iraq also, that we've understood in the probably the Irish example, that the politics of inclusion and dialogue is all important. And what we see coming from Washington and London is the politics of exclusion, no dialogue, and further occupation and militarism. And that doesn't work. It doesn't work in Ireland, Palestine, Iraq, or anywhere in the world. That is the cause of conflict. And if we are to make the world a better place, be it Madrid, Belfast, London, or Washington, we need to engage with political opponents and have dialogue and treat them with respect and to reach some sort of conflict resolution position rather than excluding people.
And just briefly on behalf of the Labour Party, we're all here today in solidarity with victims of terrorism everywhere around the world. And I think we all know that the best defence and the best weapon against terrorism is the rule of law, multilateral action, the United Nations and respect for human rights internationally. What we've seen from Bush's American foreign policy has been disrespect for human rights, flouting of international law, and clearly, through his actions, he has made the world a more dangerous place and has put us all at greater risk of terrorist attacks. So I think that's why we're here. It's not that we are very much against terrorism in all its forms, and we are very much against US foreign policy, as it has made the world a more dangerous place for all of us.
John? Well, very briefly, last week on the Dáil, the Fine Gael Party put forward a private member's bill which would end effectively the triple lock. This is how we define our own neutrality at this stage. That we're not members yet of a military alliance, and that we also have the triple lock in place. That is, any decision to send troops would require a UN mandate, B, the approval of the government, and C, the approval of Dáil Éireann. Now, we define our neutrality in very narrow terms. But as far as giving our airports for a war effort is concerned, that contravenes, no doubt, the 1907 Hague Convention. I don't know how this government can reconcile allowing Shannon to be used with the whole notion of neutrality. And that is one of the main reasons why people should come out this weekend. They should come out and protest against Bush, but also protest against this Irish government's dismantling of Irish neutrality. I hope that the government gets the message, because there's no doubt in my mind that if this government continues, we're going down the road towards further militarisation, and there can be no doubt that we will become, but to use that terrible phrase that terrorists use, a legitimate target.
What is going to be the nature of the protest when Bush actually arrives?
Well, we intend, I mean, at this stage, there will be two major events. That is, no matter where he is, we will be there. And also for people who will not be able to attend, the major rally will probably be centred here on Dublin. And that's besides local communities may decide to do and organise their own particular events. But we will envisage at least two major events. That is, where he is, as you're saying, whether he's on Carrum Tool or Kilpatrick or in Bangor or wherever it happens to be, we will be there.
Would you envisage that the Dublin rally would be of a similar size to the very large anti-war rally last year?
We don't actually know how big it's going to be. But as it happens, I was the chief steward of the march on the 15th. I was also the chief steward of the one with Reagan 20 years ago. I'm just showing you how old I'm hanging around.
Well, I'm chairperson.
Oh, yes, you're an important guy. The point I'm making is that on both occasions, the marches were exclusively peaceful and democratic. And I think it's quite clear that any demonstrations and all the demonstrations that are going to be held against Bush will also be in the same vein. And it's a clear commitment to that by all the people taking part in organising these demonstrations.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's until we know exactly where the demonstration is being, where the summit is going to take place, it's going to be difficult to say. But already all the evidence and feedback we're getting is that people who don't normally go and protest are going to take this weekend to protest against Bush. So wherever he is, I think it'll be enormous. Obviously, I think we would like to see the biggest protest at the location of the summit, but they're clearly going to make it difficult for us to do that. The fact that they're keeping it secret, one rumour that's circulating quite strongly at the moment is that it may take place in Kenmare, which would be a very easy area for them to restrict access to, and so on. So once we know the location, we'll then be able to, you know, talk more concretely about the numbers that are likely to take place, and therefore we have to keep open the option of a big demonstration in Dublin, as well as some demonstration wherever the summit takes place as an option. Just to say, we are taking bookings for the mystery buses already, though, and there will be convoys of buses going from all over the country, and where literature and so on will be available for the Bush protest, even if we don't know where it's going to be, to urge people to come out on the 25th and 26th of June, starting from this Saturday. And just the very last thing I want to say is that I think people should take note of is that this government is running scared of protests. And that is why they're keeping the details of the secret. They know the demonstrations are going to be huge. They know they do not represent the views of the vast majority of Irish people on the question of the Iraq war or on the question of Shannon. And they're trying to minimise the protests so that they will be able to claim that they do represent people. And the way they're doing that is quite cynical. I think they're drip-feeding stories about possible violence at the protest into sympathetic newspapers, getting posters pulled down, all of these kind of quite insidious means of trying to minimise the involvement or the participation in the protest. But I don't think it's going to work, and I think people will see it for what it is.
And as coordinators, we are entirely dedicated to peaceful expression of protest. That is our ambition right through the whole system. No matter what is going on, that will be our standard. There is no use reacting violence with violence against this man. But he is a representing, and I think it would be a huge and massive, because don't forget, on the environment, on gay issues, on social, moral issues, there is huge outrage against this man in Ireland and throughout Europe. And we expect many, many people, even in Europe, to come over, because don't forget, it is an EU meeting as well. So we expect a huge amount of people from all peace movements throughout Europe to join us. So in that way, we expect a huge, massive protest here. And I would say, really, that the country will come to a halt in both days.
Sorry, can I ask the moderate people among you, Who do you define? Well, I'd probably define Fine Gael, perhaps, or maybe Labour. It depends. But I don't want to get into gradations here. But basically, the question will probably explain itself. Because how can you march against the occupation of Iraq or the occupation of Palestine without marching against a system that puts the likes of the warmongers and oil companies in there in the first place? Governments, elected so-called democratic governments, to do this in the first place.
All of us on this platform are against that system.
I suppose there's two things. One, in relation to the anti-Bush visit the weekend, I think it would be terribly anticlimactic if it's cancelled at this stage, with all about B&B's booking Kinmare. It would be good for tourism in Kinmare. But I think it's just on that, before I go into this other question, that I think it gives off, we're going to have the agenda. We're not going to react to an agenda. We're going to put out a message. This is the sort of, it's going to be positive, it's going to be colourful, it's going to be family friendly, very similar to February the 15th. And again, our opponents will mix it and stir it, but we're not going to get distracted from the real agenda here. The real agenda is getting people on the streets mobilising. It's our democratic right. And there's one thing that mobilises people, and that's the attempt to remove that democratic right. And the Irish people have shown down through the years they want their democracy and they want to use it fairly and squarely. They'll take the streets if necessary. We did it during Ronnie Reagan and we did it since. And that won't be taken away by anybody, be it the city manager in this city or Bertie Ahern. And in relation to this other question, the more complex question, I think the issue about the people being put in power is a political question. And that is a decision, ultimately, for the people in the US. They will make their decision in November. And we must abide by that decision one way or the other. We may have an opinion on it. It's similar in Spain. I disagree with the tactics and strategies of both the former government in Spain and the current regime in Washington. I don't think we can actually dictate to those people where or how to use their vote, but we hope that they will listen to world opinion and vote accordingly, because it does have an influence and a ripple effect both in Ireland and further afield. But it is up to those people to decide who they put into Washington or not, and we will deal with that outcome.
It's money in media, it's not really up to them.
Well, of course, yeah. They do make a choice.
Just on the question of the nature of protest, I mean, we haven't fully discussed all the details. At this stage, the main thing is we have a very large and peaceful protest. And I must re-emphasise, I don't know whether I'm considered one of the moderate or demonstration, but I think all of us want a peaceful protest. And I think it's worth noting that while there was a lot of media speculation at various protests in the past and last year that there might be violence, there was never any violence at any demonstration. And I think those were scare stories to try and discourage people from going. Our intent is entirely peaceful. But one thing that I know the anti-war movement, we have discussed this more with the other groups, but one of the things I think the anti-war movement would favour, and it was something that we called for in Day X last year, was some kind of stoppages. On the Friday, if possible, you know, we called for a 10-minute stoppage, where tens of thousands of people stopped work for 10 minutes on the day the invasion began across the country, and similar stoppages across the world. I think it would be good if we could have something like that: school stoppages, workplace stoppages, and so on the day the Bush arrives in the country to indicate the popular opposition to his coming to this country.
Under the banner of peaceful protest, does the panel think that it's acceptable to burn the American flag as has happened during previous protests?
I don't think it's acceptable, because then you're insulting the American people. And that's my view, that's my personal view, because I know that American people are very sensitive about that, so it's something I've always been advised against.
I agree. I mean, I understand the anger in the Middle East, which sometimes leads people to do that, but I think it's wrong to do that. I think we stand in solidarity with the American people. And our message of opposition is to the Bush administration and to the war members, not to the ordinary people.
I mean, there are huge demonstrations being organised in the US by a group called RNSWER, right throughout the length and breadth of America, for next Saturday. So, in a sense, we're joining with them.
And in fact, the International Day of Action, which is taking place in 108 cities, was called by the American Anti-War Coalitions. Just to stress that it was called by ANSWER and United for Justice and Peace, the two major anti-war coalitions in the United States, and also it was notably backed by the organisation US Citizens, US Military Families Speak Out Against War, which is 1,000 military families who have relatives fighting in Iraq who do not want the war to continue and want their families to come home.
Are there any more questions for the day? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you.